The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerker's Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
When you bring the words true and money together in modern America, you just made modern American media history. The True Money Show with David Simpson, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Into the True Money Show again today. It is Wednesday, July the 6th, I think. Isn't that what time? Yeah, July the 6th. I get a thumbs up. I actually remember the date. That's hard for me these days. I don't remember my kids' names anymore. I usually remember my wife's name. But today's July the 6th, 12 o'clock. And every Wednesday at 12 o'clock, you get to enjoy the True Money Show. At least I hope you're enjoying it. I am David Simpson, your host. I like that intro we do at the beginning of this one when we say, if you bring the words true and money together, you're making modern American history. And why is that? Well, in short, it's because we don't have true money. We don't have a lot of true anything, really, hardly. We're not even being true to ourselves. But on the Veritas Radio Network, the goal is to reestablish the order and make truth something that we try to conform our minds to so that we don't get lost and snookered and tricked and failed and bring about bad government like we have today. Well, that's one of our goals on the Veritas Radio Network. You know, this is a call-in show. I got getting more calls every week and more emails and texts and everything else, and I really appreciate that. I hope this is something that you're enjoying and that you want to you want to keep participating in. So to call in, 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. Also, you can email me, my email address, David, D-A-V-I-D, at tffco.com. And also, you want to go look. I have a website out there. I don't promote this too much on the show, but you want to go to my website. It's the fiscalfitnesscompany.com. And excuse me. And, you know, I have a book as you can buy on the website. I try to introduce all the basic notions of good financial planning. This is not a very technical science. I think guys in my industry make it a little more technical than it needs to be. I believe we can apply good old common sense, some good rules of thumb from ages past, and you can at least get a pretty good defensive position to ward off all the things that are attacking our monetary well-being. And so if you want to, check out my book, check out the website. I have a blog there. Call in today, ask your own questions. I do have a guest today, and I'll be announcing in just a minute. I'm excited about this guest, and you'll find out why if you keep on listening. All right, so 844-5QSAID, 844-527-8723. David at tffco.com is the email address if you'd like to be on the show today. I want to start off with giving a big thanks to everyone who joined in June. We had a big month. A lot of people joined and supported the network. They realize, and I'm glad to say they realize, because it means we're not talking to nobody out there. They realize that the truth is in, well, the truth is in short supply, and we have a, but there's a growing demand for it. What is wrong with our country, and why can't we fix it, and why doesn't electing supposedly the conservative candidate fix this? And the answer is because it can't fix it, because they're looking at the wrong end of the equation. They're trying to fix the outcome, the immoral outcomes we have, without ever asking, where do we get off of our morality? Well, a lot of people are responding. I think we had the second biggest month since we started this in November. Thank you. Thank you for everyone. Look, what is it, 23 cents a day we've come up with, I think, to support the Veritas Radio Network. That keeps this network independent, guys. It makes us not have to be beholden to commercial enterprises. It makes us not have to be beholden to Federal Commission, Communications Commission. We don't have to answer to any bosses other than the boss. And we're trying to conform our minds to reality while we help you do the same. So thanks for joining. We're going to be giving away to all those who join this month. We're going to be drawing out of the hat in the last segment of this show the latest winner of the Grace Digital Mondo Radio that we've been giving away for the last 6 months. This is the last month I'm going to do it. I have my reasons for that, which I won't express today. But I'm going to come up with another prize that I hope will make you even more inspired to join and to hope to win this new prize, which I'll announce next, well, later this month. Okay, so in the last segment, we are going to be doing a drawing again for the Grace Digital Mondo Radio. We pre-programmed this, so when you plug the radio in, you hook up, you tune into your Wi-Fi, hit preset number one, and guess who you get to listen to? The Veritas Radio Network and all the wonderful shows that we have. So when you get that in the mail from us, I hope you'll call in and say, hey, this is great, and tell us, give us a little report on what you think about the radio. All right? We've been wanting to get some of those reports and just get a little help, a little promotion that we do here. All right. So I've started off the show way back when explaining the three purposes of the True Money Show. And I like to bring them up every now and then because it helps us to reorient a little bit, make sure we understand where David Simpson's coming from, and also why I bring on the guests that I bring on. So what is the purpose? What are the purposes, I should say, of the True Money Show? Well, there's three. The first is I'm trying to explain and expose the pernicious monetary system that we all live under. What do I mean by that? Well, I believe that our monetary system is basically a giant theft operation where certain people get to use the value of the production of the United States population and then give us diminished value dollars in return. That's a evil, in my opinion. And, well, no, it's not my opinion. That's an evil. How about that? That is an evil that shouldn't be. And so I'm trying to explain that thing and expose it. And so I bring on some guest dedicated to that purpose. The second purpose is to advocate for a just and sound monetary system to replace it. This is really a trick because I've had guests on here who have different points of view about what would be a better replacement system. We've gone from the gold standard to the idea of distributism to any number of things, a reenactment of the medieval guild system. You know, the reason it's so hard to come up with an alternative is one, because we've never seen a just monetary system. I don't think we've ever really had one. We may not have had one in the world's existence. I think I can think of one episode, maybe. I'll bring that up on a future show. It's hard because money is such a corrupter. The love of money is the root of all evil, they say. And because it is that love of money and the root of all evil, that we have such a hard time keeping it in its proper place and proper perspective. But I do believe, if I didn't, I wouldn't be doing this show. I do believe that we can come up with a sound one, at least for a while, that would be better than what we have now. So that's my second purpose. And the third purpose is I counsel listeners on how to defend their savings and wealth until we do replace the evil monetary system. Now, that's a trick in itself. Most of my practice is dedicated to that very thing. I want to have a defense against the offense of the theft operation going on. And that really is what I've dedicated my career to. I am a recovering attorney. I could practice law again, I guess. I didn't see a lot of salvation in the law. I didn't see a lot of help being administered in the law. What I saw was a lot of people profiting from hurt that goes on and even trying to continue the hurt so more profit can be made. I can't say that across the board for every attorney. I just saw a lot of it. In other words, they were living in American heartache and they were exacerbating it because it's profitable to do so. That's unfortunate. So I couldn't keep doing that without having a heart attack. Kind of looked around a little bit and finally settled on financial services in the late 90s and have had a nice career at it. Not as monetarily successful as I guess I wish I was so I could have all my kids be in the lap of luxury, but it's been more emotionally and psychologically beneficial to me in that I feel like I'm helping people. And so that's where I sit today, still hacking away in the financial services industry. And through all that time, through that 18 years, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what was wrong with the industry or what was bad about it. Because, there's bad people in every field, and there's bad ideas in every field. And so what I was trying to do was find a way that actually was helpful to people and defended their prosperity and their wealth. And I think I've done that in large measure. Can always be better. I'm always looking for new ideas and better ideas. But I think I have accomplished that in large measure because I went to where the truth usually resides, which is tradition and common sense. And I built a plan based on that. So today I'm going to bring on Mr. Larry Bookch. Larry earned a Bachelor of Science degree in business from Indiana Wesleyan University, and he's been in the financial service industry for the last 5 years. His specialty and passion is helping families live debt-free and grow wealthy, fund a college education, and grow money outside the stock market. He's a husband, father, and I'm proud to say a homeschooling family as well. So another guy just after my heart here. what I'm most happy to announce about Larry is that Larry has agreed to become a partner of mine, and being a bit younger than me, that's good because people always ask me, what am I going to do when when you die, Dave, and your business goes kaput with you? Well, I'm happy to say that the Fiscal Fitness Company will be in good hands with Mr. Larry Bookch because he's going to buy into my company and become a partner and hopefully take it to new and bigger and better heights. So, Larry, are you there?
Yeah.
Larry, I can hear you. You there?
I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. All right. So what Larry and I are going to do today is we're going to review an article. It's called Five Ways to Break Free from Your Financial Worries, which, by the way, I don't think you're ever free from your financial worries, guys. So the title's a little bit misleading. But in large measure, there's a lot that I agree with in this article, and that's why I wanted to talk about it. And I'm going to have Larry come in and throw in some commentary as well. But let me give you the setup here. So we're talking about my third purpose today, really, which is counseling listeners on how to defend their savings and wealth until we replace our evil monetary system. And so this guy is kind of talking about the same thing. And in large measure, he has a lot of advice that I wrote in my book. So in other words, I don't think he ever read my book. I don't believe this guy has been listening to me or anything. Just we've come up with similar ideas because it's the truth. But here's his setup in the article. Quote, "We were told that if we worked hard and saved, we could spend the last quarter of our lives living comfortably and free from financial worries. But that promise is beginning to feel like a fraud." So, Larry, let me ask you right away. What do you think about that setup there from the beginning of the article? Was there a fraud perpetrated against us?
I believe so. I've lived the fraud. The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. I did everything all the financial people have said, and yet it seems like I just keep starting over. So I do believe it is a fraud.
Yeah. I've always thought that retirement, I even had a show about this, and I've written a piece on it on my blog called The Pension Pinch. It's a false notion, just chasing some future reality that's going to be all sunny, and you're laying in a hammock drinking a pina colada, and everything's hunky-dory because all your money worries are gone. Look, guys, I have retired clients, and even retired clients have significant money worries. But the whole idea of retirement was a socialistic scheme to supposedly move the older class of workers out so the younger class could move up in the ranks. It's from the idea of a planned economy. It's from the idea of the government knowing better what's good economically versus the individual choices people make. And so I think it's more than a fraud. It's just it's a lie that gives you this false sense that you'll be happy one day when we know that materialism and money don't really make us happy. So, and Larry, by the way, your comment that you feel like you're constantly starting over, well, welcome to the club, right? I mean, everyone feels that way. I went through the 2000 crash. I went through the 2008 crash, and everyone says the exact same thing you just said.
Yeah, I mean, you live it, and you get experience, and you keep telling yourself, I'm going to learn from this experience, and then 5 years later, you find yourself in the same place.
Yeah.
Wondering how.
Well, this guy, the guy who wrote this article, his name is Mark Ford. And Mark Ford, if you want to look it up, is 5 ways to break free from your financial worries. Here's one of the things he says right after his intro piece about the feeling like a fraud. He says, fair warning, the information below might be difficult to take, but if you stick with it to the end, my bet is that you'll feel a lot better about your situation. You know, I have that experience all the time. When I'm counseling people in my office, there's this resistance to what I say. Not from everyone, but from a large enough number where I know that the reality is this is something that rankles people because they want the fraud over the reality. They would rather believe that you put money in the stock market, you invest, it grows for 40 years, and you have a gabillion dollars, and again, you sit in that hammock with a pina colada in your hand, and everything's great. And because they want that so badly, they don't want me or Mr. Ford here or Larry to tell them the truth, which is earning money and protecting money and saving money and having some sense of security in your money is very, very, very challenging, to say the least. So let's go. He gives us five ways to break free from financial worries. Let's start with number one. Be realistic about what you can expect from stocks. First and foremost, you must recognize that you will not be able to make up for the past by implementing any sort of short-term stock strategy. Larry, what do you think people can expect from stocks?
Well, it's interesting you say that because I recently was reading an article that Warren Buffett wrote, and he says that in the 20th century, the stock market has an annual compounded gain of 5.3%, and it was a wonderful century. And that just hit me of like, no financial advisor ever tells anyone they're going to get 5%. It's always 7 to 10. And I just thought it was, the numbers are just unrealistic for people. I think people keep going back to the 90s and remember, you know, when they were getting 20% and they just thought that would never end. And they still have the hope that it's going to come back. It's just not the truth and it's not reality.
No, not at all. You're listening to the True Money Show on the Veritas Radio Network. I'm talking to my friend and now partner, Larry Buksch, who is joining the Fiscal Fitness Company. And we're kind of reviewing an article about 5 ways to break free from your financial worries. And right now we're talking about his number one reason and what you can expect about the stock market. You know, Larry, I agree with you. And by the way, guys, this issue about 5.3 being a good century or good whatever, it's going to get worse, and it has to get worse, because the demographics of America don't support an expanding and growing stock market. One simple way to remember this is simply this. There's an old barb in the stock school that says, money flowing in, rising market, money flowing out, falling market. Well, what do you think is going to happen with the baby boomers? I was born the last year of the baby boomers, 1964. I haven't retired yet. I don't think I ever will retire. I don't really want to. But that's beside the point. Most people do want to retire because they've been trained to think that way. They're going to retire. They're going to start drawing their money off of their stock program. So that's going to be a what? Money leaving the market, therefore money or the market falling. So the idea of being able to gain 5%, 7%, or 10% seems very iffy at best. So here's what Mr. Ford says about the stock market. He says, take the sum of all your stock investments and multiply that by 7% to 10% per year for, say, 10 years, and you have a realistic idea of what to expect. Okay, I think that's actually probably a good idea, but for different reasons. It'll keep you focused on other strategic purposes. In other words, you want to write that number down, because if that number ends up being, let's say, 200,000 or 150,000 or 300, whatever the number is, when you do that multiplication, you'll know that it's not going to be the multi-millions that you thought it was going to be, and now you know that something has to change, and that's a very important thing. What do you think about that idea, Larry?
I think that's very realistic, and somehow, somewhere, I think we've come to a place in our culture and in our workplace where we just have this idea, if we get 10%, that's going to solve everything. And so we don't save in our savings. We don't save anywhere but in our 401k plans. And that's all we have. And we just keep saying 7-10%. But the reality is, when you do the math, it just doesn't add up.
No, it doesn't. You know, matter of fact, I'm glad you brought up the 401ks, Larry. Matter of fact, maybe next month we'll have you on the show again, and we're going to talk about the old three-legged stool of retirement planning, how it's gotten down to the one-legged stool, which is the 401k, and how a one-legged stool is not a very good stool at all. But let's go on with this article from Mr. Ford. So number two, his second way to free yourself from financial worries, accept the fact that you may have to continue working. And this is what he says. Hear me out. Notice, again, he's telling people, wait, don't run away yet. Don't run away. I don't want to scare you off. But you see, people are resistant to the ideas of truth. But this is what he says. When your heart is set on retiring at 65, you may feel like working beyond that age will be a living hell. But it doesn't have to be. I've retired three times so far, 39, at 49, and at 59. And each time I found that going back to work was a welcome relief. By the way, I mentioned that in my book, that the golden years have turned into golden tears. Most people are actually dissatisfied when they're not working. Anyway, to go on with the article, they have found a great deal of satisfaction in turning their hobbies and passions into second and third careers. I can't think of anything wrong with that idea. You don't have to keep doing the work that you have been doing. You might be able to move into a consulting or freelance position with your current employer, or follow a dream and start your own business. Larry, what is your general idea about never retiring or continuing to work?
Well, I would agree with the author on this one. I don't ever plan on fully retiring. I've worked with a lot of different people in the last 5 years, and it's amazing how many, just especially men, just die shortly after they retire. Because their whole existence and who they were is like they have nothing else. But the key, I think, for me is just, you know, work is only work when you're doing something you don't like. So I think the idea of, you know, yeah, you got to do what you have to do to pay the bills. But the reality is that if you're doing something that you believe in and you're passionate about, it won't feel like work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always a benefit to help people or to be creative, to feel energized by a purpose. By the way, Mr. Ford agrees with you. His last comment under this section is, my view on this subject is that one should never give up after active work entirely. That's because work provides great and sustaining fulfillment. I would add to that, by the way, plus it is our obligation. Nay, I would say it's almost our condemnation. Let's face it. When we got kicked out of the garden, God said we were going to earn our livelihood by the sweat of our brow. I don't believe you could escape that command absent doing something that probably leads you somewhere other than heaven. So I'll leave you to figure that one out yourself. Guys, you listen to the True Money Show on the Crusade Channel of the Veritas Radio Network. I'm your host, David Simpson. I'm talking today with my good friend, Larry Buksch. You can call in the show 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. I'm all of a sudden losing that number. You know, if you like what you're hearing and want the easiest, most convenient way to listen to the Veritas Radio Network, then download our apps in the Windows Phone App Store, the iTunes Store for the iPhone and the iPad, and of course the Google Play Store for Android devices. I get this all the time. You know, they think there's some really magical way to listen to internet radio. It's not all that magical. Mike has made it quite easy. There's an app. It's just $1.99 and gives you fingertip access to the Crusade Channel live stream, Crusade Channel host bios, show times, Twitter and Facebook feeds, and all the new Crusade Channel preview feeds allowing you effortless playback of your of hours of your favorite Crusade content without leaving the app. It really is amazing. I think everyone should go check it out. And please download it and rate it, because the more people that rate our app, the more likely it will be that other people will pick up on it. So listen to the Veritas Radio app, mobile radio, the way it should be.
If David Simpson had been Jerry Maguire and showed Leon the true money, it would have hit him over the head like the proverbial ton of bricks. Gold bricks, that is. Let David Simpson show you the true money every Wednesday at noon Central, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Okay, Coconut Man, Moonheads, and P. You ready? Seems like everybody's got a price. I wonder how they sleep at night. When the sale comes first and the truth comes second, just stop for a minute and shades on your eyes and your heels so high that you can't even have a good